This is how the spiritual domain is totally beyond our understanding. Inconceivable. Inconceivable. Therefore, we have to accept the instructions or descriptions of the scriptures with faith. With our limited understanding, we'll never be able to understand. Like, for example, one frog, after seeing the ocean, came to the well and talking to the frog of the well. You know, I went to the ocean. What is ocean? It's a big reservoir of water. Oh, it's a big reservoir of water. How big is it? 10 times the size of this well? No, it's much bigger. 100 times. No, much bigger than 1,000 times. Now, according to the conception of the whale, can anybody ever understand what the ocean is like? Similarly, with our materialistic concept, we'll never be able to understand the spiritual domain. It's of another dimension altogether. Therefore, when this frog tells the other frog that ocean is a vast reservoir of water, that you can't find any end of that, we have to understand. The other frog, if he's intelligent, we say, oh, I see. Come, let's go and see the ocean. Will you please take me to the ocean? That should be the intelligent approach. With this conception, with the conception of the whale, I'll never be able to understand the ocean. But if I want to understand the ocean, then let's go and see the ocean. So if we want to understand the spiritual reality, let's go to the spiritual. And until then, let's accept whatever has been present.